Dalad Shvat, Sunday the 5th of January, Rabbi Avron Baruch Blau, Yael and Sisro. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Frankel, Lechvod Simchas HaNesuim, Shel Moshe Maya and Gila Frankel.
This week is good morning. This week is Parshas Beshalach. It's called also Shabbos Shira. So we can speak about something that has to do with Shira. It's Parshas Shira. So we can start with the Aftira. We'll start with the Aftira. When do we know that we have to read the Aftira? Why do we read the Aftira? So just a bit of a taste before we should know why do we read the Aftira and what the connection of the Aftira has to do with the Parsha. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama, in Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara says that it was 10 takonis what Ezra HaKoyen did was Metaken. One of them that in Sheni V'Chamishi, in Shabbos and Sheni V'Chamishi, they should read Kriya Satir. Why? So the Gemara says, because the Tanya, V'yelchu Shloishes Yomim Bamidbo, they went 3 days in the desert, V'lo Yimotzu Mayim. What means Mayim? So we know Mayim, Ein Mayim, Doyos Yerushumois, Ein Mayim, Elo Toira. Sheneemar, we call Tzomei, Lechu Lamayim, Ein Mayim, Elo Toira. And they didn't, that's why they didn't, what means Veloy Motsu Mayim? They didn't learn Torah for 3 days, that's why Ezra, when we're talking, that 3 days shouldn't go over a person without learning Torah, without reading Kriyasa Torah, and that's why if it's Shabbos, and then it's a Monday, and then a Thursday, and then again a Shabbos, so always you have 3 days and consecutive, and then it's always you have then learning and reading Kriyasa Torah. So, Pashas we see over here that it's only a Din Midarabonan. This learning, reading Kriyas HaTorah. But there is a Tashbet. The Tashbet tells us, and Chelek Beis, and Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, the Tashbet says that laning every Shabbos, Kriyas HaTorah, it's Midoy Raisa. And he brings down a Pasuk, Eile Moyadei Hashem, Eile Vaidaber Moishe Moyadei Hashem, this is Vaidaber Moishe Moyadei Hashem, this is the Kriyas HaTorah. From here we learn Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos. And Shabbos, it's Midoy Raisa, and he says that also the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Ramban brings it down as one of the mitzvot HaSei, it has to be, you have to learn every Shabbos, you have to learn Kriyas HaTorah. How comes in Daf Torah? So what is the Daf Torah? What is the connection Daf Torah? So the first one that brings the source is the Sefer HaTishbi. Sefer HaTishbi was Rabbi Elio HaBochur. He lived around almost 500 years ago. Tovshin Aleph. Shin Aleph, Shin Beis, almost 500 years ago. And he brings the reason, he brings that the Taz brings also a very similar reason, if a known reason, and Reish Pei Dalet and Seif Aleph, the Taz brings the reason, and he brings it more in detail, that there was Antiochus, everyone knows Antiochus from Hanukkah, Antiochus, one of the degrees, not in the time of Hanukkah, before one of the degrees was, that you're not supposed to read in Yasso Selein and Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah. So the Eden didn't know what to do, what they do, they found a different solution. They take a Navi, and they divided the Navi, if you know, so you're not supposed to have less as a Gemara in the end of the Megillah, that tells us that you have to have 3 psukim. You're not koira oile la teira or korui. Someone goes up, he doesn't do it less than 3 psukim. Mele, we do 3 times 7, we have 21. So that's why the psukim of the Navi, what we lay in, and the Aftira, it has to be Chof Aleph psukim, he says. Why? Because Kenegada. They didn't know what psukim to do, what Navi they should do. So that's why they found a connection between Shabbos, that Shabbos of Bereshis, for example. So say, Koy Omar Hashem, Boyre HaShomayim V'Noitzayim, Noisen Hashom Olom Oleo, V'Ruach Lo Ilchi, about the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Boyre HaShomayim. Kei Tavashas Noyach, Ki Mei Noyach Nishbar Diloen, every parsha we found a connection that after. So now we have to be Masvetake. What is the connection between our Parsha, Parshas Beshalach, and the Haftorah, as we know, it's called Shiras Devorah. Interesting thing that Rashi brings down in the Gemara in Shabbos, in Daf Chof Daled, once in olden days they used to also read the Haftorah in Shabbos itself, in Mincha. Today we don't have this meaning. And Mincha Shabbos, they also read the Haftorah. And what they read the Haftorah, so Rashi says, Motzosi b'tshuvas ha-geoinim. They used to read 10 psukim on Shabbos and the Haftorah, they used to read 10 psukim. And why they stopped it? Because he says the Persians came and they made all kinds of degrees, and then that's why it stopped. The Pashtas, you see that only because of the degree, that's why we read it. So we stopped it because they had already, they started to read also Kriyas HaTorah and also the Haftorah. So once they had a degree against the Haftorah, so they left they left the Haftarah, and that's why we don't have any more this Haftarah on Mincha, we don't learn anymore. But anyway, what is the connection between our Parsha and our Haftarah? This Haftarah, this Parsha is a Perek. So the Sfardim read from Shir HaZvorah, that's Kapitel Hey in Shoiftim. And the Ashkenazim, they start from before, and they start from the battle of Sisra, against Sisra, Yovin Melech Chatzoyer, and Sisra is general, who lived in Charoshes Hagoyim, and it starts from there. So we have to find the connection between Shir HaZvorah and Shir HaSayam. It's not too difficult to understand, because it's quite obvious that it's a Shira, and this is a Shira. But what is the difference, what is the connection between Milchemes Sisra with our Parsha? We have to find the connection. So, Takia, before we go to the connection of Milchemes Sisra, what is the connection between the Shira? The Shira is the same Shira, Takia? So we have, Takia, a few difficulties that we have to understand, that it's not the same Shira. It says by us in the Shira, Vatan lohem miryon. Shiru la Hashem. Says the Ramban, it says over here, Vatan lohem miryon. Vatan is a loshen zochor. Why is it Vatan lohem miryon? Vatan... Neno, you know, it has to say a loss in the kever. Says the Ramban, because first the an loss himself, first the men, and then only she said. Only after that came. Atan lohem lohem lohem. Atan lohem.
Lohem is the masculine.
Atan lohem. Atan lohem Miriam. Maybe check it. Huh? Something the medrash, yeah. But Pashas and the Psukim, so says the Ramban, because Vatan Lohem Miryam is a loss in Zohar. Why? Because it came to they came in first, the men answered, and then only the women. So they say, B'Shem Reb Chaim Brisker, they say, why Take? First the Anoshi, first the men, and only then Miryam itself. So he says that this is, the Shiro is a din of Gdusha. Now we know, Ein Dovo Shebi Gdusha, Pochis Me'asorah. We know it also the Haftarah is part of the Gemara, the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah and Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Ein Porisim Al Shma, Ve'ein Kol Banovi, Pochis Me'asoro. Why is it the Dovah Shebikdusha? Ein Dovah Shebikdusha, Pochis Me'asoro. So, if it's Ein Dovah Shebikdusha, Pochis Me'asoro, we understand that a woman cannot be part of the Asoro. A woman cannot be part of the Asoro. First of all, have to say all the rest, that means Klal Yisrael, and only then Miriam can come and say also the Shira. So we have to understand, like, why in Shiras Dvoira we don't see so. We say in Shiras Dvoira, Matoshar Dvoira Borek Ben Avinayam Bayoy Mahu Leimoy. So you see, Pashas the Psukim is that Klal Yisrael didn't at all say the Shira. Only Borek Ben Avinayam, it was a Tafel, but only Dvoira, Dvoira Nevira, she's the only one who said the Shira. So why? So first of all, we have to understand that we know that it's a Shira, if a Shira is Dovo Shebikdusha, and a Shira has to be done Be'asoro. So how come only Dvoiro said the Shira? And we know that the Shira Dvoiro is also one of the 10 Shirois, as we know the Gemara in Megillah says, Kol HaShirois Nichtovis Oriach Al Gabi Leveino, Machloikis Rashi and Rabbi Lutam, what exactly is Oriach Al Gabi Leveino? That means two words and then empty, and then again two words and empty, or it talks about the way it's built, one above the, above each other. Anyway, so we see over here, that's one of the Shiras. If one of the Shiras, a Shira has to be done with the whole Klal Yisrael, I have to say it. For sure, not only one woman. So how do we see over here that Dvoira? So this we could answer, according to the Abarbanel and the Metzudas, they explain that Dvoira and Avir, if you look at the passage, it says, Atoshar Dvoira, Uborog ben Avinoyim, Bayoim Ahu, Leimoyer. He says the word Leimoyer has to teach us that she didn't say it only for herself. She came to teach Klal Yisrael what to say. So the whole of Klal Yisrael said. And Lechayel was a Mefurash Raya, because if you notice in Sefer Shoiftim, is a pattern of they sin, then they come, they daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu sends something, Ben Knaz, Eud Ben Geirot, Veiran Avio, Gidon Ben Yoyosh, Vechulei Avimelech, and Toilo Ben Pur, and Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Shoiftim. But the whole time it says, Vayoisifu Bnei Yisroi Lasis Hora Beinei Hashem. They added, again, and again, again. After Shira Zvoyo it says, Vayasu Hora Beinei Hashem. So Rashi brings down already from Medras Shoichar Toiv, and Agodas Tehilim, Rashi brings down, and why it says over here, Vayasu Hora Beinei Hashem, because of it was a new thing, because Klal Yisrael said Shira, once you say Shira, all the various, everything, all the sins, wiped out, everything is clean. And maybe it says it's a new, they started to do, again, they started to sin, they started to worship the idols, that's a new thing, it's a new, It's not part of the pattern. It's a new thing. And Mimele it says Vayasu. So the Chorer is much more over here. But the whole Kali says that Shira. That's why it says Vayasu. It doesn't say only Dvoira Neviya says Shira. If only Dvoira Neviya says Shira, that's why it says Vayasu. And the Pasha says Raya, the whole Klal Yisrael said Shira, and that's why it says that now Vayasu. But even though we can answer that, Taka, okay, the whole Klal Yisrael said Shira, still, why Dvoiro said it for sure before? It's the Masha that talks about Tosha Dvoiro, as we know, the Bereishis Rabbe, as we mentioned a few times, Bereishis Rabbe said that Borok was only a Tofel, a secondary. So Dvoiro, she was the main woman who said the Shira, and Dvoiro and Borok was only the secondary who said the Shira. Now, if according to what we said now, that ain't Dvoiro Shebikdusha, for his Masoro, and it has to be Dafke, Dvoiro Shebikdusha, it has to be 10 people who are coming and saying the Shira, so how come Dvoiro, she was the first one to say the Shira? It has to be exactly like Miriam. At first, the men said the Shira, and then only she could come and be mitzvah after the Shira. She cannot count because she's not part of a minion, so how could she start to say the Shira first?
She was the couple of the Shira of
Nevua. Nevua, yeah.
Therefore, she was the only one that knew it, like Atchela. She had to teach it to them.
Okay, but so that's the Leimel. That's the Leimel.
Yeah, she's teaching them what the Nusach of the Shira that she had been.
So she should teach first the Borok, and then they all should say it. It's much about Tosha of the Vero. She was saying it. She was saying it first, and then only everyone after that. So we have to understand what is taka the shira of a woman is chayv shira or not. If a woman is bechal chayv and shira, there is a toisus in sukkah.
What do you mean by chayv shira?
She's obligated to say the shira or not?
To read it.
Yeah, to read the shira. She's obligated or not? Why not? Because we know that mitzvah say she has man gome noshim pturois, and this is a mitzvah she has man gome. If you say they have to think. So toisus in sukkah da chokhes omedalef says toisus. That the halal, what they say in Leilei Psochim, every halal, a woman is exempt. A woman is potter. The halal, what they say in Leilei Psochim, and Leil Pesach, a woman is chayev. Why she's chayev? Because af heim oyu be'oysoy anes. The same thing the Gemara in Elchin of Gimel brings, that mikro megilo, also a woman is obligated. Why? Because af heim oyu be'oysoy anes. So we see whenever we come to a miracle, so also a woman is obligated to daven or to say whatever they have to say. So the same thing in Shira Pashas, we can say also af him hoyu boisanes. Does Shira is exactly like Mikro Megillah and the Halel of Leil Pesach? If yes, that's a bit of a problem. Why? Because we have the Shita Sabahak, what Tosis brings down over there in Erchin Daf Gimel. Tosis brings down that it was Shita Sabahak. Shita Sabahak says that even though that Mikro Megillah, a woman is obligated. Why? Because af him hoyu boisanes. But she's only mechuyev b'shmir, not b'kriya. What that means, that she could not be moitzi of the men. Why? Because it's two different obligations. She's obligated to hear Mikro Megillah, and a man is obligated to read the Mikro Megillah. So it's different. So Mimele, a woman could not come and read the Shira, and say, oh, now I'm reading the Shira, and Mimele, I'm be moitzi other people. What is the pshat in it? What's the pshat in the Bahag? So they say the Brisker Rav wants to be Mavaya, that better we can have a suffix over here. What exactly is the Afhim Uyul Barishanis? What exactly they're exempt? What's the obligation that always they're exempt because Mitzvah Sashish has man gome? Now it's a special thing that they are obligated. Why? Because you can learn that always they have a tool of Mitzvah Sashish has man gome. Now they don't have this tool. Now they're obligated exactly like men. Or we can understand different. They are exempt because the rule, the famous rule, that af mitzvah saseh shazman gome, they're exempt. Now they have a new din, a new chiyuv, that comes to tell us, you should know, even though normal, general, you're exempt, now you're obligated because af heim oyu boisanes. What is the difference? So the difference is, according to the Bahag, if you understand that this is not... It's not speaking to them. They are even always you say af him or you boisanes. Now you don't say af him or you boisanes. So they're exactly like men. So why they cannot be moitzi the men? They're exactly the same. Just what the Bahag understands, they're not exactly the same. Why? Because they are exempt because mitzvah saseh zman gome. Now they're coming and they have a new chiyuv, a new obligation. Even though it's mitzvah saseh zman gome, you still have to do it. Why? Because af him or you boisanes. Mele the new chiyuv, what they gave these women, it's a new chiyuv of just shmiya, just to listen and not to read. Mimele, Vatosha Dvoiro, in a Shira we could understand, it's a bit different than a Shira. A Shira is that first you come and you have the, not you're exempt from Mitzvah Seshesh Al Magrome. You totally, you don't have the din of Mitzvah Seshesh Al Magrome. Mele, you're chayev all the way. And we can be more chayachid. You can prove it because it says that Fatan lo'e Miriam. Why Miriam entered that say? Why do Noshim have to say Osa the Shira? They could poshut come and listen. That's it. If Shira is exactly like Mikra Megillah and Halel, that you used to be Shmir, only with listening, you don't have to say it. So why do they have to say it? They could just listen. Elamai, because we're going to say, because they also have a Chiyuv of Kriya. And when a person has a Chiyuv of Kriya, so Tosfos and Brachos, Daf Chof Aleph says, that when a person has a Chiyuv of Kriya, even though we always know the famous rule of Shoimea Keoine, when a person listens, this is like he said it, but Lekatchila, you should say it. If you're obligated to say it, you should say it. May we understand why the women in Shira Sayam, why they said it, Vatayim Lo Miriam. Why? Because they had the obligation to say a Kriya. Mimele, if they had the obligation to say Kriya, Mimele, they have to come now and also to say the Shira Sayam and not just listen Midin Shoimea Keoine. So we see over here that Shira is different. Shira is not exactly like Mikro Megillah, that is just, you're exempt from, you're not exempt, you just have a new chiyuv of Af Emoy Reisanes. Over here they're exempt, they don't say the rule of Af, of Mitzvah Seish Hazman Gome. In Melem, you can understand why Vatosha Devoira, why she could be Moiti other men, because she was Takeh, she was Mechuyuv, exactly like the other men. Sorry? Women, they have their own Nusach? The same Shira. Oh, so that's only Shira Sayam, but then Toshar Devoiro Borg Ben Avinoyam, they did have the same thing. Why? Because she could Moitzi over there. So you have to understand that like, it was a difference. Shira Sayam, that they were not Moitzi, right? She said first. The Kali Sol said first, and only then Miriam. And over here, Toshar Devoiro, she said first. Why not? No? Yeah. It's just one pasuk. Yeah. Don't think about it.
So the town that had Miriam doesn't mean that they all said it.
Yeah, no, that's what Ramban says. But they all said it. They all said it, yes. Yeah. It could be, I saw that they want to say because there was, we know the Gemara brings that in Megillah, there was a few ways they said the Shira. With a few, if they said it kenar, ke cotton, ke godel, or they said it all together, they could say also in the Shira Dvoiro, they said it all together, like you wanted to say that lemer, they just was a nevuah, and the nevuah inspired everyone, and they all said it together, they all had the nevuah together. Now, okay, let's go to the main shir, the second part of the Milchemes Yisro.
Did the oiler use the same words as Moshe, or did they listen? The oiler was same as Moshe.
So according to one sheet in the Gemara, I think Rav Nechemya, I don't remember exactly the names, but I think the Gemara said that one opinion is, three opinions, that they, Moshe just started, ki goi go, one opinion said that they, Moshe Rabbeinu Oshiro LaHashem, everyone Oshiro LaHashem. Ki goi go, everyone says Oshiro LaHashem. He continued, everyone said just Oshiro LaHashem. And another opinion says in the Gemara that he said Ashir Hashem, they said Ashir Hashem, Ki Goy Go, they say after him, Ki Goy Go, like Melamed Tinoikos. And another opinion is that he started just Oz Yashim Moshe Bnei Israel Ashir Hashem, and once he started Ashir Hashem, they all knew already what to say, all had the Nevuah together. So what is the connection, the Milchemes Sisro, to our parasha? So that's the Shira, it's quite obvious. What is the Milchemes Yisro? According to the Ashkenazim, what we read, the parsha from Kapitel Dalet in Shoiftim, what is exactly the connection? So we see in the Balaturi beings, Vayohom, it says Vayohom, Hashem et Machni Mitzrayim, based on Mesoiro, where do we find Vayohom? We find Vayohom also, in Sisro we find also Vayohom. What is the connection exactly? So we have to understand like this, that we see Sisro went out a battle against Klal Yisrael. Borog ben Avinoyam sends. We had Sisro was a very scary person, as the Medrash tells us. Just with his, he used to shout, and he didn't have to hunt. If he wanted to hunt the animal, he just comes. He stands over there in the field, in the forest. He sees a bear. He just shouts. He stands. He's frozen. He stands over there frozen. He just comes to him. He picks him up and goes. He comes to a big city and he sees walls and he cannot go against it. He just shouts, all the walls collapse. He goes down and how he supplies the food to his army, right? He had the 900 chariots, iron chariots. He goes down to the river, he dips over there, he saw a big bed, and he comes up, and his bed is food for his whole army, just to give them to eat the fish. Very scary person. Now, Borg ben Avinoyam is scared to go fight against Sisra. According to Radak, his wife, she was named Dvoira Nevi'ah, and she tells him, go up to Har Tovah, to mountain of Tovah, with 10,000 people of the tribes of Zvulun with Naphtali, and go fight against Sisra. The Gemara says exactly, in the Sochin, Daf Kuf Yud Chesam at Beis, the Gemara tells us how exactly was the battle against Sisra. The Gemara says over there that Sisra came out from Charosh Sagoim, that's Charosh Sagoim is from the west, next to the Mediterranean, towards Har Tovah, that's in the east. Everything is talking about, if you know where's Mifratz Haifa, a bit that direction, is called Emek Israel. We have three battles in Nachwa happened in Emek Israel. The battle of Gidon against the Midianim, Gidon ben Yoyosh, Shaul against the Plishtim, as we know, then they killed Take Shaul over there with his son, and the story of Sisra, again, Yovin Melech Kenan, where the Sisra is chief general. So, they come down over there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the stars to go fight against Sisra. Mm-hmm. What the stars does, they came over there, says in the Apostle, they came with 900 iron chariots. They were fully armed, and they had arms on them, and the stars came and they heated up the armors of all the soldiers. They became very, very hot. What they do? They go to dip into the river. What's this brook? What's called Nachal Kishon. They go over there, Nachal Kishon comes and wipes them out, all of them, into the Yam. That's the way the battle was over there. So Nachal Kishon go from. Says the Gemara that this was paid back from Mitzrayim. This was paid back from Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, so they went, we know, Kriyas Yamsuf. And says that Yamru es Hashem, Vayamru al Yam, says the Gemara, it was Ktane Amona or you. They didn't really believe. They said the same thing like we going out from this side, the Mitzrim are going out from the other side, the Egyptians are going out from somewhere else. Well, because Baruch Hu tells the sea, Ployt Oysam Leabosho, spit them out, and Vayari saw it's Mitzrayim, Meisas Vasayom, then Vayaminu Bashem u Moshe Avri. Only then they started to believe, only after the Yam spit them out. So the Yam tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a whole debate over there. The Yam tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just gave now the fish food for the next 10 years, right? They gave them now 600 Sheish Mois Rechev Bochur. You gave them now food for the next few years. Why now you come in Klum Yesh Evet Sherabo Inoisim Loi Matone, and he's asking it back? So he tells him, you know what, I'm going to give you Echod Umechza, double than that. I can give you 1.5 more. So why take Echod Umechza? So why take echad umechza? So I saw in Aderes Eliyahu, it brings why echad umechza. It's ribis. Not supposed to give back ribis. If it was an orev, it was a guarantor here, and it was so. All you could understand, it was not ribis because it's a matona. It's not when you give a present. It's not alvoy. When in the Gemara, as much as was alvoy over here, it was a guarantor, and he had to become a guarantor. And who's going to be a guarantor? Nachal Kishon is going to be a guarantor. He says because umivchal sholishov tubu beyamsuf. Till that day, the normal chariot was that you go with one horse, two horses. Paroi came with three horses. Every chariot had three horses. So Mele, he says, three people, three horses had every chariot. Mele, so when they... Sheish Mois Rechev Bochur was times three, was 1,800. But then Sisra went out, he went out normal, with every chariot had just two horses, two men. Mele, how much is 900 times two? Also 1,800. So he says the Cheshvan is exactly the same. It was no ribis, and it was exactly the same, the Cheshvan of Echad Umechza. It was another pshat, as we mentioned, from the Agra, the Kale, the Neisosho beings, that's Hidur Mitzvah. We speak about Zekeli Van Veyu, and Mifcha Sholishov, the Hidur Mitzvah is Ad Shlish, that's why you pay that in Shlish, and it's a Shlish Milebar, so Echad Umechza, Shlish Milebar, is from 600, we come to 900. So over there we see that what is the hashlome? So the haftira is, we have to understand that haftira is hashlome of the parsha. So what is the hashlome over here, and our haftira, the hashlome from Mitzrayim? So the hashlome, we can understand very good. What is the hashlome? Because the Yam wanted the 600 men who drowned from Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, and now he wants back. So now when they pay him back, Sisro, they pay back the Yam, they pay back the sea with 900, that's the hashlome. So even more than that, Dashlam, we have to understand. Where's the Goyen in Megillah Esther? The Goyen says why we see that Homon bikesh lehashmid laharoig uleabid. He says, what's lehashmid laharoig uleabid? Once they laharoig, once they are killed, what's leabid? What exactly leabid? They are killed. Says the Goyen that he wanted a true victory is, even though you're already dead, you still have a le'abed. That is no zeichah, nothing left from the person. That's le'abed. Now the fish, when they come and they eat, they swallow. So they don't eat like a normal predator. So he just comes and eats and he leaves over the bones. He leaves over the skin, he leaves over the bones. Every animal different. The fish, when they eat up everything. Nothing is left. Nothing. So Mele, the dogim shevayam came and they wanted to le'abed. They wanted to finish off completely the Egyptians, the Mitzrim. Hashem told them, "Ploitoisom le'yabosho." And as we know, Rashi says in the Parsha Tivloi Eimoy Oretz that the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, was zoicha lekvura. Why? Because as they said, and we learn in Parshas Boy, Hashem Hatzadik, because Hashem Hashem Hatzadik. That's why there was zoicha lekvura, and it says Tivloi Eimoy Oretz, and they got buried. So the Yam came, I want to finish off my job. I got a job to come and to le'abed, to be me'abed the Egyptians. I want to finish off my job. So that's why this is the haftarah of our week. The haftarah is a hashlome, finish off the parsha. We finish off the parsha with the hashlome of the 900 chariots, the iron chariots of Sisro, who drowned into the Nachal Kishon, and who ate them up? The fish. And they said, Ve'emes Hashem le'olam. Once they got back what they deserved, as the Gemara says in Pesach and Gafkuf Yud Ches, that once they got back what they deserved, so they said Ve'emes Hashem Lo'ilom. Why they said Ve'emes Hashem Lo'ilom? Because now they completed the job of le'abed, that's what they were supposed to be me'abed a few hundred years earlier. Fine.